Y'all done messed up now. Y'all pissed me the hell off. Anyway, I'm just going to cut right to it. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify for Podcasters. It just sounds so silly saying it. I am your host, Harriet LaBrea, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into an In My Mind and Word Around the Campfire, because this is going to be a barn burner for real, for real. So please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. And check me out. And check out all the cool... Check me out. Check out all the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. The link will be in the description once I upload everything. You can look under Linktree / Late for the Party. Smash them all together. Late for the Party, all together. Tell a friend, tell a foe. Let everybody know that this is Late for the Party and this is how we go. So let's get right to it. We're going to talk about J. Cole. Oh my God. This fool. How do you commit? How do you commit a crime on yourself? And not in the bad way, you guys, because pretty much what it is that J. Cole pretty much apologizes to Kendrick Lamar, saying that the lyrics that he put on First Person Shooter was pretty much a quote-unquote diss with him and Drake, a quote-unquote diss, but he's sitting there saying, oh, we're the big three and everything. Listen to First Person Shooter, and you can hear J. Cole's lyrics and everything else. But Kendrick Lamar decides to retaliate by doing Bum, and he literally annihilates Drake and J. Cole. It's not just Big Three. No, nigga, just Big Me. It's like, wow, he just literally smashes him. But then, all of a sudden, J. Cole decides to go in public and talk about how bad he felt and everything and whatnot. And he feels sad. Oh, they want to have, everybody wants to see blood and everything. Like, no. Like, you going out sad thinking this way, man. It's like, dude, it's friendly competition. It's competition. It's not even, it don't even have to be like a personal rap beef or anything. It's just competition. You guys are technically of the modern era, like the top two guys. I don't even really classify Drake as a rapper or a singer. He's a pop star. I mean, either way, if you're singing on your albums about 50%, I think I explained this when the Yazin Bey episode I did, and when Mos Def said that Drake wasn't rap, he was a pop star. And I rightfully agree with the mark. I agree with the marquee of that statement. So, either way. So, J. Cole apologizes, and that's the last thing you would want to do, because not only that, it's like, I mean, look, I know people don't like saying it, but when you're trying to literally destroy your career in the palm of your hands, regardless of that, why would you do that to yourself? Like, my whole thing is, he pretty much did a reverse 8 Mile, and he literally freaking apologized to Papa Doc right after he literally dissed himself, and actually, I wouldn't even say win, but I mean, like, dude, it's competition. You don't have to necessarily be at odds with somebody in order to be competing. That's the thing. Sometimes, no matter where you are, you could be at work, or you could be chilling with one of your friends. It's called competition. Conscious or subconscious, you're competing with each other. And especially being in the rap game or in hip-hop, you're always in competition with somebody. Prime example, Big Daddy Kane and Rakim. They never actually had each other like at like any legitimate beef or anything like that, but I mean, but they never even said anything about each other either in any of their albums. But they knew that they were in competition with one another. Because even though they were lyrically on point with each other, but also what they rapped about. So you could understand who had the best lyrics, whatnot. So there was competition with that. Like, for instance, you know, if you want to get into beefs, KRS-One and MC Shan, Common and freaking Ice Cube, Tupac and Biggie, which pretty much sparked the whole East Coast, West Coast rivalry. You know what I'm saying? Even with competition of like, who was the better Wu-Tang, who was the better person in Wu-Tang? I mean, you had freaking Raekwon and Ghostface and Method and Old Dirty Bastard and RZA's album and Chiz's album all coming out. Who had the better one? You know what I'm saying? Who was the better lyrically? And even they knew that they were in competition with one another. Even though it was friendly competition. It wasn't even a particular beef or anything like that. I mean, hell, even if you want to go anime or video game. Ryu versus Ken. Vegeta versus Goku. Fucking, like, well, at one point they wanted to kill one another. But it's all right. But it's competition and friendly at that. So, but you apologizing and redacting everything that you said. My thing is this. If you had any kind of issue with what you were talking about, why did you write the lyrics down in the first place? Obviously, you had no problem speaking it into fruition when you were like writing everything down on the paper. So now, all of a sudden, now it's starting to get to your heart, and now I'm gonna be humble and like, look, homie, there's a point in time to be humble. But at that point, no. At that point, it's not time to be humble, especially being a rapper. Whatever comes out of your mouth, people is inclined to believe it. And sometimes you have to back your shit up. And you literally doing that pretty much, it bastardizes you. It literally, you committed career suicide at that point. And everybody at this point, your credibility just goes downhill at this point. It is gone. That's the problem. You literally killed your own career. And there's no coming back from that. And here's the sad part. Here's the fun part behind this. Kendrick can literally destroy you right now. He could literally destroy you right now in a blink of an eye. And you decide to do this to your own career. Like, and then you take it, you want to take the track off. And it's like, why? I mean, here's a good shining example. When Tupac decided to diss Biggie, and here's the thing. Biggie never did a diss track. Matter of fact, he did I'm Going Back to Cali. He never did a diss track. And everybody was sitting here saying, no, you should say something. You should do something. You should say something. But we're talking about at the height of the East Coast-West Coast rivalry, which was like causing way too much drama. Pretty much at the end of it all, costing the lives of both Biggie and Tupac. But in this aspect, unless if there was some legitimate beef behind Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, which I sincerely doubt, but why? Why in God's green earth would you sit there and apologize? Look, I run a podcast, okay? I know I'm in competition with a lot of freaking people. I may not even be on there, in the upper echelon, but I understand that I'm going against the grain, against everybody. I'm one of the fish in this pond of competition, and that's fine, and I'm good with that. But that's another thing. Whatever I say or do or speak about on any of my podcasts and everything, one thing I always said, I will not apologize if I offend anybody or say something that is coming out of my mouth. And I'm not sitting here trying to, like, if it wasn't meant for you, then don't take offense to it. Even if it was directed at somebody, I'm not going to apologize for it. Because it's either my opinion or if I'm going to come up with some legitimate facts. And if you take it for however you take it, hey, then that's all on you. But I am not going to apologize for what comes out. Sorry, that's how I roll. You don't like it, you can go take as many fucks you can give elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because I got zero of them. But you doing that only causes more strife for yourself. Now your credibility's down. Anything you do beyond this point, nobody's going to take any of your lyrics seriously. Anybody who was below the big three, quote unquote, they're going to look at you like dog food now. They're willing to take your spot. All you had to do was keep quiet. You know what I'm saying? It was in your decision, it was your decision at that point. If you wanted to do a retaliation or not. But then again, you didn't even have to do that. You could have just let it ride. You could have just let Kendrick Lamar do bum and that was it. But no. There's a point in time to be humble. At that point, no. You are a competitive rapper at this point. You are probably one of the top three that at least I could, well, two that I could at least listen to. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I mean, it's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I was like, oh my God, no, the hell he didn't. Yes, he apologized. Why would you do that? I don't understand how anybody could remotely... It's like I could understand if you're trying to go the passive. It's like a fighter being a pacifist. Like a boxer being a pacifist. And you're fighting like... Are you serious? Like, you're really trying... I'm not trying to hit you. Then why are you in the ring? Why are you... rapping? And here's my thing. Why would you do first person shooter, then you have some problem with it after Kendrick says something about y'all? Help me understand. You just made light-skinned people go out of style again. I'm disappointed. The light-skinned community right now is pissed off. I am heated beyond this point. You're worse than DJ Envy in my eyes. Oh my God. Like, if you got to go back to some of my old episodes to understand why me and I don't like DJ Envy. But, but I mean, damn, man. You were one of those guys that I could say, like, damn, at least I could listen to the radio. At least I could say I could listen to J. Cole's music to some degree. But damn, man. You became yum yum food for Kendrick to just come after you. Like, oh God, bro. That's just ridiculous. That's embarrassing. You literally just shoot yourself in the foot. And for what? Because you feel some kind of way about what you spoke about? Why would you do that to yourself? I don't understand that shit. Somebody help me understand how anybody can be in a situation to where you're in a competitor. Like, you are literally competing. Like, even when you're at a job, you might be competing with your coworkers on certain things. I know I do. And then sometimes it's not like I'm not even trying. We just are. That's what it is. Especially being in the profession that you're in. And here's the sad part, J. Cole. You chose to be in that situation. You chose to make that decision to write that lyrics. Even if you weren't directly talking about Kendrick, but even still, even if you were, like, even if the decision of you with your lyrics wasn't intentionally trying to diss Kendrick, but you just decided to be like, look, at that point, all right, Kendrick did bum. I don't have to say nothing else. That could have ended right then and there. But you decide to go out the pussy way. Oh, sorry for saying that, but nah, fuck that. See? I'm not apologizing for it. He went out. You went out pussified. Damn. Sorry. No, I'm not apologizing. Fuck that shit. See? I'm not apologizing. Had to catch myself. Damn, man. Freaking J. Cole just got acting. Man, you act. See, if I was one of J. Cole's friends, I swear to God, I'd be like, man, you acting real vaginal right now, bro. Who, like, and that's another thing. Who on his team would allow him to be like, yo, are you freaking nuts? Are you serious right now? Are you what? Are you deciding to go into acting or something? I mean, are you going to pull a Vince Staples all of a sudden? Why would you do that to your own career? Like, nobody's going to take you seriously anymore. Damn, bro, you just went, like, you are acting real vaginal right now. Oh, I'm trying to be humble. Man, shut your ass up, man. I'm getting off the hook, bro. Either way, this was In My Mind / Word Around the Campfire on Late for the Party. I'm not going to say the whole thing. I'm just not going to say Spotify for Podcasters. I mean, that's just way too much. I miss Anchor at that point. But either way, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. The link tree will be in the description. And check out the Late Florida Party merch, y'all. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, You're always on time when you're late for the party. Y'all done messed up now. Y'all pissed me the hell off. Anyway, I'm just gonna cut right to it. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify for Podcasters. It just sounds so silly saying it. I am your host, Harriet LaBrea, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into an In My Mind and Word Around the Campfire, because this is going to be a barn burner for real, for real. So please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. And check me out. And check out all the cool... Check me out. Check out all the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. The link will be in the description once I upload everything. You can look under Linktree / Late for the Party. Smash them all together. Late for the Party, all together. Tell a friend, tell a foe. Let everybody know that this is Late for the Party and this is how we go. So let's get right to it. We're going to talk about J. Cole. Oh my God. This fool. How do you commit... How do you commit a crime on yourself? And not in a bad way, you guys, because pretty much what it is that J. Cole pretty much apologizes to Kendrick Lamar, saying that the lyrics that he put on First Person Shooter was pretty much a quote-unquote diss with him and Drake, a quote-unquote diss, but he's sitting there saying, oh, we're the big three and everything. Listen to First Person Shooter, and you can hear J. Cole's lyrics and everything else. But Kendrick Lamar decides to retaliate by doing Bum, and he literally annihilates Drake and J. Cole. It's not just big three. No, nigga, just big me. It's like, wow. He just literally smashes him. But then, all of a sudden, J. Cole decides to go in public and talk about how bad he felt and everything and whatnot. And he feels... everybody wants to see blood and everything. Like, no. Like, you going out sad thinking this way, man. It's like, dude, it's friendly competition. It's competition. It's not even, it don't even have to be like a personal rap beef or anything. It's just competition. You guys are technically... of the modern era, like the top two guys. I don't even really classify Drake as a rapper or a singer. He's a pop star. I mean, either way, if you're singing on your albums about 50%, I think I explained this when the Yazin Bey episode I did, and when Mos Def said that Drake wasn't rap, he was a pop star. And I rightfully agree with the mark. I agree with the marquee of that statement. So, either way. So, J. Cole apologizes. And that's the last thing you would want to do. Because not only that, it's like... I mean, look, I know people don't like saying it. But when you're trying to literally... destroy your career in the palm of your hands, regardless of that, why would you do that to yourself? Like, my whole thing is, he pretty much did a reverse 8 Mile, and he literally freaking apologized to Papa Doc right after he literally dissed himself and actually, I wouldn't even say win, but I mean, like, dude, it's competition. You don't have to necessarily be at odds with somebody in order to be competing. That's the thing. Sometimes, no matter where you are, you could be at work or you could be chilling with one of your friends. It's called competition. Conscious or subconscious, you're competing with each other. And especially being in the rap game or in hip-hop, you're always in competition with somebody. Prime example, Big Daddy Kane and Rakim. They never actually had each other like at like any legitimate beef or anything like that, but I mean, but they never even said anything about each other either in any of their albums. But they knew that they were in competition with one another. Because even though they were lyrically on point with each other, but also what they rapped about. So you could understand who had the best lyrics, whatnot. So there was competition with that. Like, for instance, you know, if you want to get in the beefs, KRS-One and MC Shan, Common and freaking Ice Cube, Tupac and Biggie, which pretty much sparked the whole East Coast, West Coast rivalry. You know what I'm saying? Even with competition of like, who was the better Wu-Tang, who was the better person in Wu-Tang? I mean, you had freaking Raekwon and Ghostface and Method and Old Dirty Bastard and RZA's album and Chiz's album all coming out. Who had the better one? You know what I'm saying? Who was the better lyrically? And even they knew that they were in competition with one another. Even though it was friendly competition. It wasn't even a particular beef or anything like that. I mean, hell, even if you want to go anime or video game. Ryu versus Ken. Vegeta versus Goku. Fucking, like, well, at one point they wanted to kill one another. But it's all right. But it's competition and friendly at that. So, but you apologizing and redacting everything that you said. My thing is this. If you had any kind of issue with what you were talking about, why did you write the lyrics down in the first place? Obviously, you had no problem speaking it into fruition when you were like writing everything down on the paper. So now, all of a sudden, now it's starting to get to your heart, and now I'm gonna be humble. And like, look, homie, there's a point in time to be humble, but at that point, no, at that point, it's not time to be humble, especially being a rapper. Whatever comes out of your mouth, people is inclined to believe it. And sometimes you have to back your shit up. And you literally doing that pretty much, it bastardizes you. It literally, you committed career suicide at that point. And everybody at this point, your credibility just goes downhill at this point. It is gone. That's the problem. You literally killed your own career. And there's no coming back from that. And here's the sad part. Here's the fun part behind this. Kendrick can literally destroy you right now. He could literally destroy you right now in a blink of an eye. And you decide to do this to your own career. Like, and then you take it, you want to take the track off, and it's like, why? I mean, here's a good shining example. When Tupac decided to diss Biggie, and here's the thing, Biggie never did a diss track. Matter of fact, he did I'm Going Back to Cali. He never did a diss track. And everybody was sitting here saying, no, you should say something. You should do something. You should say something. But we're talking about at the height of the East Coast, West Coast rivalry, which was like causing way too much drama. Pretty much at the end of it all, costing the lives of both Biggie and Tupac. But in this aspect, unless if there was some legitimate beef behind Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, which I sincerely doubt, but why? Why in God's green earth would you sit there and apologize? Look, I run a podcast, okay? I know I'm in competition with a lot of freaking people. I may not even be on there, in the upper echelon, but I understand that I'm going against the grain, against everybody. I'm one of the fish in this pond of competition, and that's fine, and I'm good with that. But that's another thing. Whatever I say or do or speak about on any of my podcasts and everything, one thing I always said, I will not apologize if I offend anybody or say something that is coming out of my mouth. And I'm not sitting here trying to, like, if it wasn't meant for you, then don't take offense to it. Even if it was directed at somebody, I'm not going to apologize for it. Because it's either my opinion or if I'm going to come up with some legitimate facts. And if you take it for however you take it, hey, then that's all on you. But I am not going to apologize for what comes out. Sorry, that's how I roll. You don't like it, you can go take as many fucks you can give elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because I got zero of them. But you doing that only causes more strife for yourself. Now your credibility's down. Anything you do beyond this point, nobody's going to take any of your lyrics seriously. Anybody who was below the big three, quote unquote, they're going to look at you like dog food now. They're willing to take your spot. All you had to do was keep quiet. You know what I'm saying? It was in your decision. It was your decision at that point. If you wanted to do a retaliation or not. But then again, you didn't even have to do that. You could have just let it ride. You could have just let Kendrick Lamar do bum and that was it. But no. There's a point in time to be humble. At that point, no. You are a competitive rapper at this point. You are probably one of the top three that at least I could, well, two that I could at least listen to. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I mean, it's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I was like, oh my God, no, the hell he didn't. Yes, he apologized. Why would you do that? I don't understand how anybody could remotely... It's like I could understand if you're trying to go the passive... It's like a fighter being a pacifist. Like a boxer being a pacifist. And you're fighting like... Are you serious? Like, you're really trying... I'm not trying to hit you. Then why are you in the ring? Why are you... rapping? And here's my thing. Why would you do first person shooter then you have some problem with it after Kendrick says something about y'all. Help me understand. You just made light-skinned people go out of style again. I'm disappointed. The light-skinned community right now is pissed off. I am heated beyond this point. You're worse than DJ Envy in my eyes. Oh my God. Like, if you got to go back to some of my old episodes to understand why me and I don't like DJ Envy. But, but I mean, damn, man. You were one of those guys that I could say, like, damn, at least I could listen to the radio. At least I could say I could listen to J. Cole's music to some degree. But damn, man. You became yum-yum food for Kendrick to just come after you. Like, oh, God, bro. That's just ridiculous. That's embarrassing. You literally just shoot yourself in the foot. And for what? Because you feel some kind of way about what you spoke about? Why would you do that to yourself? I don't understand that shit. Somebody help me understand how anybody can be in a situation to where you're a competitor. Like, you are literally competing. Like, even when you're at a job, you might be competing with your coworkers on certain things. I know I do. And then sometimes it's not like I'm not even trying. We just are. That's what it is. Especially being in the profession that you're in. And here's the sad part, J. Cole. You chose to be in that situation. You chose to make that decision to write that lyrics. Even if you weren't directly talking about Kendrick, but even still, even if you were like, even if the decision of you with your lyrics wasn't intentionally trying to diss Kendrick, but you just decided to be like, look, at that point, all right, Kendrick did bum. I don't have to say nothing else. That could have ended right then and there. But you decide to go out the pussy way. Oh, sorry for saying that, but nah, fuck that. See? I'm not apologizing for it. He went out. You went out pussified. Damn. Sorry. No, I'm not apologizing. Fuck that shit. See? I'm not apologizing. Had to catch myself. Damn, man. Freaking J. Cole just got acting. Man, you act. See, if I was one of J. Cole's friends, I swear to God, I'd be like, man, you acting real vaginal right now, bro. Who? Like, and that's another thing. Who on his team would allow him to be like, yo, are you freaking nuts? Are you serious right now? Are you what? Are you deciding to go into acting or something? I mean, are you going to pull a Vince Staples all of a sudden? Why would you do that to your own career? Like, nobody's going to take you seriously anymore. Damn, bro, you just went, like, you are acting real vaginal right now. Oh, I'm trying to be humble. Man, shut your ass up, man. I'm getting off the hook, bro. Either way, this was In My Mind / Word Around the Campfire on Late for the Party. I'm not going to say the whole thing. I'm just not going to say Spotify for Podcasters. I mean, that's just way too much. I miss Anchor at that point. But either way, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. The link tree will be in the description. And check out the Late Florida Party merch, y'all. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cuppa Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, you're always on time when you're late for the party.